Hello and welcome to another award-winning Gutter. I'm joined this morning by Josh Sexton, Stu Wright and Belinda Barty. And we're going to start off this edition by talking about the transfer window itself, in its broadest sense, kicking into gear in the course of the past few days, I'd say. I mean, yes, there have been deals earlier in the window. We signed Konate, United signed Sancho, but it's now beginning to hot up. I think we can safely say Spurs are spending, and the reason they're spending, maybe because Harry Kane's about to go. He's certainly fucking off away from their training ground, that's for sure. Lukaku now looks set for Chelsea in, what, 130 million euro, pound, euro, dollar, stunner deal? I don't know. Grealish to City looks done. It might have a knock-on effect to departures from City. There's talk of maybe Bernardo Silva or Mahrez going. And you know what? It just is all getting quite exciting, I think. Belinda, what are you making of the sudden increase of frenzied activity in the market?
Yeah, I think it's a different type of transfer window in the sense that we're post-pandemic still, and also post-Super League, and a lot of the big clubs around Europe are still very much in debt, unless you're backed by, you know, a hot oil state. But so I think as a result, there's actually more sort of... what's the word, more like responsibility on the selling clubs rather than the buying clubs to actually get deals done now. And maybe we'll see now towards the end of the window more pressure on them to start dropping prices just to get, you know, deals over the line and get players out of the door, like maybe us with Shaqiri or other players. So yeah, I think it will be weird to see now how the end of the window and how it's not sort of dictated by big signings, but more just who has to go, who clubs need to get rid of, if that makes sense.